Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are now making their case in the Senate impeachment trial. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports they say the proceedings are part of a witch hunt that has lasted 4 years.
Lawyer Bruce Castor called Trump's second impeachment an appalling abuse of power and divisive. Castor said that, quote, no thinking person could seriously believe that Trump's January 6th speech on the Ellipse could incite an insurrection.
The article of impeachment now before the Senate is an unjust and blatantly unconstitutional act of political vengeance.
Castor urged the Senate to reject a conviction. Impeachment managers say Trump's defense team is trying to distract from his behavior. Trump's lawyers are expected to take 3 to 4 hours for their presentation. That will be followed by questions from senators. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
School administrators, teachers, and parents are expecting clearer guidance from the CDC this hour on how public schools can reopen safely during the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden's under growing pressure to deliver on his promise to reopen schools safely within his first 100 days in office. Well, based on what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this week, a school would be considered open even if it's only holding one day of in-person learning. Well, the strain many parents have been feeling for months is on display in San Francisco, where the city attorney is now asking a judge to force the school district to reopen schools. Julia McAvoy of member station KQED reports some parents' groups complain it's unfair that their kids are forced to remain in distance learning after many private and charter schools in San Francisco were able to bring their students back on campus.
The injunction by City Attorney Dennis Herrera comes on top of a lawsuit he filed last week claiming the district is violating students' state constitutional right to attend school. Herrera says San Francisco schools should be forced to reopen to prevent further harm to students' mental health due to virtual learning. But Reza Ebner, who teaches in one of the neighborhoods hardest hit by COVID-19, is angry the city is trying to force schools to reopen.
I already have families where people have gotten COVID and died of COVID in my classroom.
The school district called the lawsuit frivolous and a distraction from the work it's trying to do to reopen in-person classes. For NPR News, I'm Julia McAvoy in San Francisco.
On the COVID-19 vaccination front, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says today the city will run out of vaccines for people getting their first of two doses.
Unfortunately, it means that we will have to temporarily close Dodger Stadium and the other 4 non-mobile vaccination sites for 2 days on Friday and Saturday.
The mayor says people scheduled to receive their second doses will get them. You're listening to NPR News. An Israeli city that's had high rates of coronavirus infections has tripled its low vaccination numbers. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports officials did this by throwing a party on Thursday.
The ultra-Orthodox Jewish city of Bnei Brak has Israel's second highest number of infections and has struggled to convince residents to vaccinate. So the city threw a vaccination party till midnight Thursday. The main draw was the free cholent, a beloved Jewish stew of meat, beans, and potatoes. The city made a big vat of it. And vaccinations were triple the usual daily rate. Israel is aiming to be the first country with a majority of its citizens vaccinated against COVID-19, but vaccine hesitancy among ultra-Orthodox Jews complicates that goal. Now some clinics are opening special kosher vaccination stations just for Orthodox men and women to encourage them to show up. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Danish police say 14 people have been arrested in Denmark and Germany on suspicion of plotting possible several attacks in both countries. The Associated Press reports there's concern the suspects may have ties or sympathy with the Islamic State. Investigators say they've uncovered weapons and bomb-making materials, but there was no indication the public was in imminent danger. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 62 points at 31,367. The Nasdaq has fallen 4 points. It's at 14,020, and the S&P is down 1 point at 3914. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.